God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
We're back. Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Macy,
Sage,
Shadir,
and Josie.
And we also have a special guest, Mr. Peterzak, our new principal. Welcome, Mr. Peterzak.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation.
We're excited to ask you some questions.
Okay, the first question is, when you applied for the principal job here at Wood River, what were some of the things that interested you in applying here?
I think all the opportunities. My wife works in the building, and my two children, youngest children, had been in the building for about 2 months, and just all the opportunities that were available to students and staff, and the support and family atmosphere that my wife kept telling me about here at Wood River.
What are some goals you have for Wood River students?
One of my biggest goals is the district goals, being 90% proficient in reading according to MAPS by 2026, helping the cultural goal of making it feel like a family here, and celebrating all the great things that happen here at school and making those known to the public. So,
tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Detroit. I lived in Detroit and grew up there till I was about 11, and then I moved to a community a lot like Wood River, a town called KPAC. We were a school this size. From there, I went to college at Albion. I played football and ice hockey there. Started my teaching career at an alternative high school, and then after a year moved to South Carolina, and I was in South Carolina for 15 years. Coached football, baseball, was in charge of the weight room, taught all three levels, elementary, middle, and high. Did that for about 14 years, and then became an assistant principal at a middle school, 6 through 8, about 680 students in Blenheim, South Carolina. Moved to Nebraska 3 years ago, and have been a principal ever since. So,
nice. What are some goals you have for yourself?
Just continue to grow. Learn every day. Never be satisfied with where we're at. Always wanting to push and learn as much as I can.
What will Wood River schools look like in 5 years?
In 5 years, I'm hoping that this is a place that everybody wants to be at, that you want to send your kids to. It's a community, it's a family, that everybody embraces everybody, that it's a place where we don't have to worry about how people are treated, because everybody's treated great, and we're keeping teachers. Teachers are beating on the door to get in here, and parents are doing the same with their students.
What do you think the best part of the job so far is?
Now that I'm starting to learn people's names, I think the best part is being able to address you by name, students by name, and then getting to know you, building those relationships, understanding where you're coming from and where I'm at and where I came from. And I think that helps with greeting people in town, seeing people, whether it be in Grand Island or Kearney, and stopping and having those conversations with students, and just building those relationships, working on those relationships.
Who is your favorite staff member?
All of them so far. Everybody's been so supportive and willing to change and adapting to new ideas and presenting new ideas. It's just been remarkable. This is one of the best staffs I've ever been around, whether it be teaching or in administration, because of that. The communication is awesome. The ideas for the students and the programs that we have going on here in the building, everybody has stepped up, and everybody's bringing ideas to the table, and we're able to work as a team to make those dreams reality. So,
what do you do in your free time?
Well, right now, it's mostly Saturday afternoons is my free time. I try to take Saturdays to myself and sit on the couch and watch college football all day long. I'm a big college football fan. But I enjoy going outdoors, looking for a place to hunt. So if anybody has anywhere that you need help hunting and controlling the wildlife population, I'd be well into taking you up on that. Fishing, avid fly fisherman, Just a lot of stuff outdoors. We have a camper. We like to go camping. So.
Okay, last question. What is your favorite sports team?
Wonder what this one is.
Well, I'm a hometown fan, so I've been a lifelong Michigan Wolverine fan. Detroit Lions. I liked the Lions before it was cool to like the Lions. Big hockey fan, so I'm a Red Wings fan. And Pistons. I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s with the Bad Boys. That kind of set the tone for the NBA. So everything Detroit and University of Michigan.
Hey, today's Friday the 13th. Do you guys have any superstitions or anything around today?
Aren't black cats a thing or something?
Yeah. Don't cross the path of a black cat. Don't walk under a ladder.
It's a full moon tonight.
You break your mother's back. Right. It's a full moon tonight.
Yep, it's going to be a full moon tonight. So Friday the 13th, all in full force.
Ow!
Okay.
Hey, Jersey, do you have the joke of the day?
Sure, I do. What is a good pasta to make on Friday the 13th? Fettuccine Alfredo.
Mr. Peterzak, we want to tell you thank you for being here today. We appreciate taking time out of your busy schedule, and we look forward to getting to know you throughout the year and the things that you bring to Wood River Schools. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a treat.
Tonight's football game is in Chase County, which is in Mountain Time, so make sure you get there on time for kickoff. It comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye! It's finally-